Welcome to The Elusive Truth with Rich and Larry. How you guys doing? Clown world's getting crazy, isn't it? We'll talk to Larry next week. He's feeling better, getting a lot of work done, and he got good props from his doctors from his last checkup, so good to hear. And as always, he has a lot to tell us, especially behind the scenes. So moving forward, remember the last podcast I was doing? We were talking about the Iranian-Israel conflict, and I don't know if you noticed in the news, it's been pretty quiet on that front, like there's almost not a war going on. We're more concerned with these students at our colleges, pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, pro-Hezbollah, pro-Jihad. I mean, what is going on in this world, folks? So, we got a new segment I'm starting up. Did it kind of before, but it's called Shorts. These are little snippets that I found on YouTube that, oh my goodness. Ready to go down that rabbit hole? Because it's crazy. Oh my. So let's get this started. This is from Ajak Video. This is a sound of Jewish professor at Columbia University being denied access to the campus. Well, have a listen.
Okay, I'm walking with Professor Shai Davidai right outside the gates of Columbia University's campus. He's going to try to enter campus. He has his Columbia University ID. He's trying to enter.
1 second.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shai.
Sorry, 1 second. I want to get this on video that they have deactivated. This is the sound. This is the sound of civil rights being denied of a Jewish professor. I want you all to remember this sign.
Did you get any prior notice?
I did not get any prior notice. I emailed them and they wouldn't respond. I got an email 2 a.m. yesterday calling this a counter-protest. And I said, no, this is not a counter-protest. This is a Jewish professor who has a right to be on campus and you're denying him his right.
So the video I just played basically shows a Jewish professor at Columbia University being denied access onto the campus. His privileges have been revoked, whether that is a computer glitch, which I'm sure they like to say, or it's actually because he's Jewish and the Palestinians have taken over Columbia University. My goodness. I never thought I'd see the day when this would happen. But some of the comments, they explain a lot. Some people know what's going on, and here's a couple of the comments. Denying Jewish professors the right to teach, that sounds historically familiar. One guy says, sue them for discrimination. Another, pull all federal funds from that university. They'll never get them back. And regardless of which side you support, as well if you are neutral, this shouldn't happen. It just makes things worse. And then, thank you for exposing the administrators. And this is just the beginning, folks. I mean, really, the media will not tell you this. You have seen it all over. Universities all over the United States, the protesters are being arrested from Georgia to California to New York, Texas. Unbelievable what's going on there. Don't these people realize that they can, this can get real serious. They don't remember Kent State, do they? They don't remember being shot by National Guard. Unbelievable. That was 1962, 63, something like that. They were just protesting the Vietnam War. They weren't siding with radicals and known terrorist groups. They just don't know what they're doing. And they are playing with fire and they think they're going to get away with this. But people are finding out firsthand of what's going on and we're putting a stop to this. No more. We will band together and we will show the world, the United States, you can't mess with America. And these people that are funding these demonstrations, the George Soros's, the people, the cabal, the elite, the 1%, they will have to be held accountable for their actions. I'm telling you, folks, we're a lot smarter than they think we are. So the truth will set you free, that elusive truth. But boy, is that a double-edged sword. All right. Moving along, this is from the Highland Horn. Tensions rise. Columbia University students boo. Congressman Desposito speaks out against anti-Semitism at Columbia. And listen to this. It's just nuts. Have a listen.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. If you are a protester on this campus and you are proud that you've been endorsed by Hamas, you are part of the problem. When you cheer on the fact that you enjoy Hamas and Hezbollah, you are yourself part of the problem. Mr. Speaker, I am proud to join with you here today in calling for the immediate resignation of the President of Colombia. She has failed her duty. She is not keeping students safe. And we see on this campus the hate-filled speech that is carrying through this country.
Can you believe that? Let me set the scene for you. This is the 80s. It's getting to be May. It's testing. It's graduation. It's summertime coming up. Getting jobs, going to Ocean City. I mean, what is going on? We have all our students protesting on behalf of terrorists. Wow. When I was growing up, the future was so bright we had to wear shades. Well, my shades have just smashed into a million pieces because I can't believe our future now. Unbelievable. Moving along now, here's another bright college star. This is from the Daily Dose of Masculinity. That is the worst argument she could use. It's actually pretty scary. Have a listen.
It's actually scary that there are people out there who think like her.
I have a disagreement with concealed carry laws. It could be used against you. Someone could grab it off your person, threaten you with it.
Someone could take your car and run you over with it. Does that mean that we can't sell you a car? Is it your contention that because something you can legally own could be used against you or someone else, the government has the right to tell you that you couldn't own said item?
The whole point of having a government is to trust the government to protect you.
No, that's not true.
As a woman, I feel very threatened walking around at night on my own.
You should probably get a gun.
What a burn at the end. What are they teaching these kids in these schools? Oh, my. Hey, at least I found somebody else that's got it's a real American. This is the real Broadley. I don't need you to regulate. Broadley with Dwayne Noel. Thank God there's some people in this world that know what's going on.
I don't need you to educate my children. I don't need you to regulate my business. I don't need you to regulate my banking. I don't need you to regulate my milk. I don't need you to regulate my hamburger meat. I don't need you to regulate my wheat. I don't need it. Just leave me alone. We did fine. We did well. We did better when the government left us alone and let us handle it.
Now, do you think that's ever going to happen?
No.
Yeah.
No. Either. Power corrupts. Absolute power absolutely corrupts.
How unbelievably true that is. See, there are some of us out there that know what's going on. My next clip is from Thinking What? And it's Anna Kasparian. She's a leftist that I think is slowly turning to the right. This is about taxation. See if you agree with her. It's only one of the few leftists that I do agree with. Have a listen.
Anna Kasparian loses it over taxation and calls out Biden's infrastructure bill.
The argument of taxation is theft starts to resonate because you see how much gets taken out of your paychecks and you see your quality of life dwindle away year after year. I'm supposed to sit here and get real upset that the federal government doesn't have the kind of revenue that it could if they just tax us more and tax wealthier people more. What are you going to do with the money? Are you going to actually fight for policies that are going to improve the lives of Americans? Okay, you want to tout the infrastructure bill. What was the infrastructure bill? There's a provision in there that privatizes public infrastructure. I'm not excited about that, but I'm supposed to celebrate it? Really? Okay, fine. And then there's the provisions that provides government grants, meaning our taxpayer money, to corporations. Listen, if we had a well-functioning government that actually utilized those tax dollars to improve the lives of Americans, I would feel even more strongly against extending the tax cuts for the rich. But I can't help but think about what the government does with that money, and it makes me absolutely furious.
Unfortunately, as we all know, that money's not going anywhere near Americans, veterans, or anything that a taxpayer should be entitled to. It's all going overseas. It's going to fight the Ukraine, whatever that is. It's just a freaking mess. I'm telling you, people need to wake up. This is the guy that's running our country. Have a listen to this one. Oh, my. And any of you that think Biden is running the country, Well, just take a look around. There's no way that fool's got everything under control. There's people pulling his strings. This is a shadow puppet government. Anyway, that was just my opinion. This clip is from Black Conservative 2429. I guess this is when Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity become Trump supporters. Anyway, this is Joe Biden speaking in Colorado. Have a listen.
We turn now to Colorado, where your president, Joe Biden, made a rare appearance as usual, as per usual. Didn't go well.
But I am friends with your leader, Mr. Moon, we're good guys. Here in Colorado, the wind turbine manufacturing business is Meyer Burger. Instead of cutting them, or like Congressman Trump and Bope were going to do, we could use it to help millionaires, millions of families afford, instead of millionaires, millions of families afford a little help with senior care.
Can someone interpret that for me?
Well, I certainly can't. I'm still trying to figure out which Biden that was. You know, Larry says that Biden, there's body doubles. And in the next clip, it must be because Biden's a lot more coherent. This is Wes Austin. Biden dismisses reporters seeing a lot of Trump signs in PA. You're driving in the wrong places, pal. Have a listen.
While in Pennsylvania, Biden was told by a reporter that there were a lot of Trump signs in the area, but not very many Biden signs.
When you drive around the area, you see a lot of Trump signs, not very many Biden signs. Do you feel like you're in trouble here?
Well, you haven't been driving the right places, pal.
Apparently, to find Biden signs in Pennsylvania, you need to go through neighborhoods that are not Republican, not conservative, and that are also landfills.
Just proof, more lies from Biden. Won't ever give you a straight answer. Just, you haven't been driving in the right areas. And people believe that too. Next, Tucker Carlson. This is Adam Carolla talking about, will they let Trump be elected? Interesting though. Have a listen, see what Tucker has to say.
Are they going to let Trump be president?
No, of course. I mean, look, if, you know, they protested him, they called him names. He won anyway. They impeached him twice on ridiculous pretenses. They fabricated a lot about what happened on January 6th in order to impeach him again. It didn't work. He came back. Then they indicted him. It didn't work. He became more popular. Then they indicted him three more times. And every single time his popularity rose. So if you begin with criticism, then you go to protest, then you go to impeachment, now you go to indictment, and none of them work. What's next? I mean, graph it out, man.
All I can say is I think the plans the Democrats had for Trump and the Republicans completely backfired. They did not use common sense. They didn't use any of this. The stuff that's going on with Trump, like many have said before, whether you like him or not, this is not how they should be handling these affairs. Using the DOJ as a political weapon. And they shove it in our faces and like, this is normal. Absolutely crazy. I don't know. Again, clown world. So moving on, I got a clip from Bald Brad and it's titled, Did She Roll Her Eyes? And it just shows you how this administration, that they don't care about anything. And you'll see what I mean in a minute. Have a listen.
How worried do Americans need to be about squatters?
About squatters?
About squatters. There's a lot of stories out there. Homeowners are showing up at places that they own.
Hold on a damn minute. Did she just roll her eyes? Did she just get all annoyed and roll her eyes at that question? God forbid you ask a question about people invading Americans' homes and taking it over. This White House sucks.
I'll tell you right now, if I ever owned a home and I left and somebody squatted in it, that'd be the last thing they would do. And Florida is the only place that has gotten rid of the squatters' rights. Really, it's an alternate universe, upside down world, something. But better yet, listen to some of these comments on this. Maybe squatters should take her home. Her arrogance is despicable. She should be in prison. Squatters should automatically have no rights. This is ridiculous. I cannot stand this woman. Squatters are a real problem. It's not a joke. Her arrogance makes me sick. My favorite is when she claimed people aren't just walking into our country. That's just how it works. And she said it was like the most absurd thing she's ever heard. People. Seriously. This is not right. This government we have right now is not the one that I remember by any means. All right. Now back to real life. Ever go grocery shopping? How is it? Pretty crazy, isn't it? Well, check out this poor girl in New York City. This clip is from Brain Spectra. Grocery prices in New York City will shock you.
We all know who is to blame for this high food prices. Unbelievable.
Since no one wants to talk about it, I'm going to be the one to talk about it. Because something needs to be done at this point. Since when do you go to a supermarket and an 18 count of eggs is $8.99? So you mean to tell me that I got to give you almost $10 for 18 eggs? And that's not all. Look at the butter. The butter is almost $13. Ain't no one doing anything about it. I think it's time that we somehow gather together and do something about it. Let's see how much I spent. Okay, I bought four items. Just four items. $30. I spent $30 on four items. I spent $30, which leaves me $30 until I get paid next week. And these prices, no one's doing anything to bring down inflation.
Bidenomics is working.
Yeah, you tell him, Kamala. Bidenomics. That poor girl. And she's actually lucky. Think of the people that even have less. Oh, no, don't worry about them, because Ukraine is more important, folks. Do as we say, not as we do. It's just crazy. That poor girl, I watched that, and that's reality. That's more real than all this BS that we're getting on the media and everything else going on in this world. You know, we're supposed to be the greatest country in the world, yet we have so many people starving and so many problems. And the thing is, this can all be solved if we work together. But that's such a grandiose idea, and that'll get me in trouble for thinking that way, folks. Anyway, here's some of the comments from that clip. It's not just food, interest rates, rent, gas, oil, Medicare, higher education, even going to the movies is all completely out of control. Biden is to blame, but New York will still vote him back in. This is what people should be protesting, something that affects us. Trump tried to tell them he was right about everything. People, this is the clown world that we live in. So, from a next piece, there's hope. And there's proof that the younger generation will succeed.
Hey, kid, if you get this question right, I'll give you 5 seconds to grab whatever you want.
All right.
But what is more, 2 hours or 80 minutes?
2 hours.
What?
Because 60 plus 60 is 120.
Correct. Grab whatever you want. 5, 4, 3, 2. Two. Take your time. And that's all?
Oh, my. So let me set this up for you. This is a nice young man in a grocery store or a bodega, I'm assuming in New York City. And I guess he's got a little bag of chips and he comes up to the register and the cashier asks him, if I give you a question, you get it right, I'll give you 5 seconds for you to grab whatever you want in the store. The candy, all the stuff. It's a little bodega. As you hear the countdown, this young man grabs 2 loaves of bread, finds a bunch of bananas and a gallon of milk. And that's what he did in that 5 seconds. And you can clearly hear that the store owner or the clerk exaggerated that 5 seconds. It's just this poor young man taking care of his family. So there is hope, folks. It's going to get better. We stick together and we promote the good and the right ideas. Here's some of the comments from this. Kid grabbed food for family. Effing respect. This kid understands the struggle is real. He's looking out for his family. Bless him. This broke my heart. He's just a kid looking out for his family. This shopkeeper is awesome. This almost made me cry. He heard anything you want and immediately thought of his family. I hope this little man goes places and we need more kids with these instinctive reactions. This kid grabs not candy, but food for the family. Speechless, God bless him. We do live in a weird reality, folks, but there is hope. And thank goodness for this young man looking out for his family. And, of course, the shopkeeper or the clerk doing a little bit of good. I guess that's the best way to pay it forward. For my next clip, world according to Briggs. People are fleeing Oregon for only the second time in history, basically. Portland, Oregon, the government never lets us down here. Have a listen.
Believe it or not, more people left Oregon in 2022 than arrived, for only the second time since Lewis and Clark showed up with a Native American girl that said, "Here, look, the other ocean." Oregon has always brought in more people than it sent packing. The Beaver State has always been one of those states that people never seem to leave. Once people move here, they stay here.
So even more entertaining is the comments. Starting off with, by people leaving Oregon, he means Portland. Oregon would be better if all the Californians left. We've heard that many times from people all over the country. As a Portlander born and raised, I believe we deserve to have population decrease after all the terrible decisions made by our local government. This city is completely broken. I moved from Portland last August to North Georgia, Tennessee area. There are a lot of people leaving. Unfortunately, Oregon has become a drug-addicted trash dump. Don't forget, second highest tax in the nation. Where is all that money going? Drive the I-5 corridor and you will get a good clue as to why. Then spend 1 month in Portland if you can last that long. It'll all be obvious to you. Hardly anyone moves to Oregon. They're moving to Portland with the hopes of finding some sort of liberal utopia. I own a business in Southeast Industrial. The city will be fine once everybody stops wanting to move here for the utopia. The only reason so many people stay in Oregon is because they are stuck there on probation. The state preys on its people. Now, that's funny because I heard that about New Mexico as well. Go on vacation, stay on probation, that type of thing. Ay, ay, ay. I'm telling you. Whew. Beautiful place, though. Darn it. Beautiful place, but wow. Just the insanity from our government officials. Enough of me talking nonsense. Good old Nick Johnson is here to save the day because apparently Oakland is worse than Portland. But California still takes the cake, I believe, in my eyes. Here's Nick Johnson. Here's how awful Oakland, California is today. Is it unfixable? Have a listen.
Of all the bad places I've been to in the United States, I don't know if I've ever been to a city that's as vastly run down, abandoned, and out of control as Oakland, California. This is the side of town where most of the homeless camps are located. Some look like something you'd see in Haiti. Lean-to shacks made of recovered junk that serve as four walls and a roof, but that's just about it. Other areas just outside of downtown are home to hundreds of people camped out in makeshift shanties among piles of trash with rats. Parts of West Oakland don't even look like the United States.
That's definitely a piece you definitely want to see. There's no description that make it justice. But here's some of the comments that might make you think otherwise. The craziest part is the rent is still rising. Now that's a third world country. The problem with America is that they'd rather take care of other countries than their own. Go figure. This is what you get when you neglect your own country to fund other countries. This is morally and ethically wrong. It all comes down to two things, Democrats and demographics. Do you remember the old black and white photos of the Great Depression? They don't look so bad after seeing this. What a shame. Absolutely shameful. Oakland, California. Who knew? I thought Chicago was bad. I know Portland's bad. And I'm sure I missed a whole bunch. I didn't even say New York City because we know that is the crazy town. Well, there you have it. The Elusive Truth by Rich and Larry. We'll have Larry with us next week. And I just want to say God bless you all. Keep looking for that elusive truth. I hope you like these shorts. Something a little different. We do have a YouTube channel starting, and I got one called Staz Rich Realities on YouTube. Just starting out. It's going to be interesting to see where it goes. I want you guys to check it out. Before I go, I want to recommend a song. I can't play it for you now because of all the copyright. You know, you can do anything else, walk into this country illegally and get lots of money, but you can't play a damn song or you'll get in trouble and fined and screwed over. So anyway, so when you get a chance, Afro Man, go to YouTube, look up Afro Man, and his new video is called Hunter Got High. And imagine it sounds just like his other hit. Unbelievable, funny song. But wow, see, there's still good humor in this earth. Just want to say thank you all for listening. God bless you. We love you. And we will see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.